Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill's report on sexual assault on college campuses, coupled with a reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, spurred university leaders all over the country to increase their efforts to prevent crime in 2014. Halfway through this academic year, SIU says they're seeing about what they expected.
I mean, in the end, especially if we're going to talk about the sex offenses, I mean, the result on that one's going to be to end them. The result is going to be to not have any. So next year, if we look, we want less than what we had this year, if not none. So what do we need to do to get to that? The programming, the education, the awareness level is what we're working on.
Sergeant Chad Bates with SIU's Department of Public Safety also heads up the Federal Reporting of Crimes, known as the Clery Report. That report comes out each October and must be filed by every university in the United States. He says there was an uptick in reporting crime last semester, but also says that was anticipated, as every student, faculty, and staff member had to go through training on how to recognize problems and report them. SIU President Randy Dunn was talking about ways to increase awareness and safety even before the school year began.
The challenge I think we have is to ensure that on the preventative side, we're taking every approach possible to get these things stopped before they start.
Early in the semester, Dunn and the late Chancellor Paul Sarvila announced plans to increase safety measures, including hiring more police officers and adding new lighting. Administrators today say they're making progress on both efforts. New hires are in process, and with the help of a state grant, lights are being upgraded all over campus. Sergeant Bates says part of the awareness training is letting people know what to look for and when to alert authorities.
But what are they doing? Are they doing something that doesn't look right? Are they walking through areas that normally people don't walk around? Are they in parking lots, looking through vehicles or around vehicles that shouldn't be there? Are they in housing areas, again, trying to get inside buildings when, you know, they don't belong in that area?
Bates says SIU Public Safety works closely with Carbondale's police department, as well as law enforcement authorities across Southern Illinois. He says each agency works together, not just to prevent crime, but also to assist victims.
It's more about what can we do to help the victim of that crime? What resources can we provide? What can we do as a university to help that person get back to the way they were before? Then it really is to report that number. What can we do to help that person?
President Dunn agrees. He says he's working with Carbondale leaders to make the city more inviting, but also safer, a place where students can have a good time without getting out of hand.
There are ways with ordinances, with enforcement, to deal with these problems. It doesn't solve it all with the wave of a wand, but to say, well, there's nothing we can do about this is not correct either. So I want to make sure that my contact and kind of interface with city council exists, because ultimately they're going to have to look at some of these things to figure out laws that go on the books to help all of us address this.
And Dunn says personal responsibility needs to be a part of the equation too, as students transition from teens to adults during their college career.
Going to college for our young men and women is about taking on adult responsibility and looking at where you decide to go at 3 or 4 in the morning, and what you do, and how you spend your time, and stopping and pausing to think, is this a good thing to tip over a car?
Dunn and others say they have seen an increase in reports of crimes over the last several months. And while the numbers may spike in the October 2015 Clery report, advocates say increasing awareness is an important step in making changes for the better. Sergeant Bates says it's also important to remember there's much more happening in Carbondale than what can be found on a police report.
Students do wonderful things every day. Students are out, you know, making names for themselves, making names for their organizations, and that stuff's not being reported. One negative criminal action is reported immediately. And so with that, a lot of people don't see the good in SIU and what the students are doing.
You can find more information about SIU's Clery Report and police statistics at dps.siu.edu. I'm Jennifer Fuller.